I think the biggest surprise for me was the fact that he did not really make any move in this current budget proposal to lower the income tax rate. He's been campaigning against this for, well, really his entire political career, the last 4 years, but really since the legislature overrode his veto, passed a budget, raised taxes last summer. At that time, he called it a 2x4 in the head to Illinois taxpayers. And yet this budget proposal basically spends all that extra money that is coming into the state through that tax increase.
So what did he have to say when it came to taxes?
Well, he did at the end of the speech talk about, you know, delivering a billion-dollar tax cut to the people of Illinois. Actually, when you talk to people in his administration, the amount is closer to $900 million is what they're hoping to start the process towards. But, you know, what's $100 million between friends, I guess. But, you know, this is premised on doing this so-called consideration model, where people who are state workers, public school teachers, university employees, like, full disclosure, you and I, would have a choice. You know, and the idea is to cut pension benefits in a way that would pass constitutional muster. There's a lot of people who think that even this consideration model might not work. Either way, it would have to go through a court challenge. So that would probably take a couple of years itself just to figure out whether it works. And Rauner did say that, you know, this tax cut would only come if this thing survived court challenge and actually was implemented, actually did start saving money. And even then, it would only be a 0.25 percentage point tax cut, a quarter of a point tax cut. So he's talked about lowering taxes down to 3% over 2 years. He said that to the Sangamon County Republicans just last week. And in fact, this proposal, which again would take years to get to, would be a tiny fraction of getting toward that 3%.
This consideration model, as it's called, there has been some Democratic support. I believe John Cullerton, the Senate president, was one of those pushing this idea at one point. And now also the governor brings up another idea that had been considered by some top Democrats in the past, and that is a shifting of pension costs to local school districts, also onto universities.
Yeah, you know, this was actually House Speaker Michael Madigan talked a lot about this. I think somebody pointed out yesterday he used the phrase free lunch that school districts and state universities are getting because the state is basically paying the employer share of their pensions. And the argument, you know, the policy argument is, well, that means that school superintendents, school boards, and university administrators can just raise salaries, not having to worry about the added costs that, you know, that those higher pensions are going to impose because the state's just picking up the tab. So the governor made that argument. The problem is that there's so little trust and desire to work with each other, it seems, that one wonders whether this really has a chance. It was a way for him to present something that, you know, at least on paper, if this and a number of other things that Democrats have indicated in the past they definitely would not go for pass, that's the only way you can say that this is really a balanced budget.
I think you may have answered the last question there, Brian, and that is, are any of these ideas really going anywhere? Is there any hope for the governor and lawmakers to try to work together to try to solve some of these issues?
You know, that's something that remains an open question. The governor's last three budget proposals were, you know, not really what the state used. Well, we didn't even have a budget for two of the first 3 years of his administration, and the budget was passed in spite of him last year. You know, there were some people who think this is at least a more serious proposal than some of the ones in the past, but it still has a lot of those same ideas in terms of changing union rights for public school teachers and things like that, that Democrats have said.
That's Brian Mackey. He's our State House reporter. And the governor delivered his budget address on Wednesday in Springfield.